From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 4 American troops have been killed in a bombing in southern Afghanistan. The U.S. military says 2 died instantly yesterday and 2 others died from wounds sustained in the attack. According to the Associated Press, at least 25 American service members have been killed in Afghanistan this month. With the death toll rising, President Obama is under pressure to quickly decide the military's next step in Afghanistan. He's considering commanders' request to send tens of thousands more troops to that country. Authorities in Pakistan say that an explosion at a police station in Peshawar has killed 11 people. Most of the dead are civilians, including 2 women and a child. The bombing, which appeared to include a female bomber, came a day after militant attacks across the country left some 36 dead. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Authorities say that a trio of suicide bombers may have been involved in the strike that destroyed a heavily fortified office of the police central investigative agency in Peshawar, the capital of the Taliban-infiltrated Northwest Frontier Province. The provincial minister said one attacker drove up to the main gate in a bomb-laden car. Police say a man and a woman on a motorcycle pulled up behind. The woman jumped off, detonating the explosives she was wearing as she was shot. Female bombers are rare in Pakistan and could complicate attempts by authorities to intensify searches of suspected assailants. Militants are thought to be intensifying their campaign of terror to stall or preempt an army operation in South Waziristan, their stronghold along the Afghan border. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The United States and European Union are voicing concern over the rearrest and imprisonment on terrorism charges of a prominent aide to Zimbabwe's Prime Minister, Morgan Tsvangirai. Tsvangirai said the case threatened the power-sharing government with President Robert Mugabe. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has details.
Morgan Tsvangirai suspended government business in Zimbabwe and refused to preside over a cabinet meeting Thursday in protest at the detention of Roy Bennett. His ministerial nominee has been in and out of prison since February on charges of terrorism, insurgency, sabotage and banditry. The Prime Minister's MDC party spokesman Nelson Chamisa described the move against Bennett as pure provocation by President Mugabe, violating the spirit of Zimbabwe's power-sharing deal.
If you look at Mr. Bennett's indictment, clearly Mr. Bennett has not committed any offense other than that he is white and that he is MDC.
The U.S. State Department said the case was a blatant example of the absence of the rule of law in Zimbabwe. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 100 points at 9,956. You're listening to NPR News. General Electric's third-quarter profit marks a more than 40% drop from a year ago. The company's large finance arm, GE Capital, is still struggling, especially with losses on commercial property and home mortgage loans overseas. Bank of America, one of the largest recipients of a government bailout, lost more than $2 billion in the third quarter. Earlier this week, Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase also announced higher losses as consumers still struggle with credit card and housing payments. The deaths of 2 people during a self-help retreat in northern Arizona are now being investigated as homicides. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris Cole reports.
Authorities say the deaths of the 2 men were not accidental. The men died last week during a sweat lodge ritual at a self-help retreat near the resort town of Sedona, Arizona. The retreat was being led by best-selling author James Arthur Ray, who is now the primary focus of the investigative probe. Authorities are looking at how the sweat lodge was constructed, the possibility of inadequate medical care on site, and reports that people had fallen ill at previous sweat lodge ceremonies led by Ray. Investigators served search warrants this week at Ray's California-based company. They're looking for the medical records of those who attended last week's retreat. More than 50 people were crammed inside the small sweat lodge when nearly half of them fell ill or became injured. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris Cole in Flagstaff.
Still no sign of an F-16 fighter pilot who's been missing since last night's crash off the South Carolina coast. The pilot disappeared after his fighter jet collided midair with another F-16 during a training exercise. The pilot of the second aircraft was not harmed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.